On Thursday, November 16th, Peterborough Police Service Chief Stuart Betts announced a new unit dedicated to property crime, scheduled to launch January 8th of 2024.
And we're going to call it Community First, because we're putting the community first. FIRST stands for Focused Investigation Response Support Team. Community First. That's what these officers will do.
This new Community First unit will consist of teams of two officers working between 7 a.m. and midnight every day, whose sole mandate will be to focus on this type of crime that typically takes a lower priority, as Betts says here.
So property crime, that's your shoplifting, that's your theft from cars, right? Your stolen property. Those are the types of high volume, low dollar value types of crimes that are really, really annoying to people, quite frankly. They affect an awful lot of people in our community, but they tend to take a lower priority to those crimes where somebody's injured, there's a violence component associated to it. Our officers are very busy. You've heard us talk about the busy times that we're responding to calls for service out in the community. These are the types of crimes, these property crimes, that tend to get bumped down in terms of priority.
This new program is, in part, a response to what the Peterborough Police Service calls a community need. Betts said in the announcement that they have heard feedback from local business owners concerned about the increase in property crime, a claim that they backed up with some statistics. According to a Peterborough Police Service post on their website, over the past 5 years, Peterborough's nonviolent crime severity index, which includes property crimes, has gone up just over 28%. And Betts follows this up with some more recent statistics to reinforce the severity of nonviolent crime in Peterborough from the third quarter of this year.
Okay, and I looked at, for example, and this is one that's on everybody's mind, bicycle thefts, right? So how many have we had in terms of bicycle thefts? We've had 56 bicycle thefts in the third quarter of 2023 in this city, okay? With the highest being in August, where we had 21 bicycles stolen. Okay? Who's investigating those? We need those investigated. We had shoplifting. We had 113 reported incidents of shoplifting in the month of August alone. Were there more? Could very well be that it's an underreported crime. But that gets a lower priority in terms of a response when I have somebody who's being assaulted, or if I have a domestic dispute. Those things, the community has said, we're not getting a quick police response. I want a quick police response.
And though the program is scheduled to launch on January 8th, Betts says the permanency of this unit depends on whether they receive their requested budget increase of 15.3%.
Now, the long-term sustainability of this unit is absolutely connected to whether or not we can get the officers that we've asked for in our budget. That was part of our ask for that budget, was to be able to sustain a unit like this. It reinforces the messaging that with more, we can do more.
The City of Peterborough's draft budget for 2024 is currently under review, and if they receive the requested 15.3% budget increase, Betts intends to make this property crime-focused unit a permanent addition to the Peterborough Police Service. This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wanong.